This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Family Grossman, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Monday the 8th of July, Rabbi Avram Ehrentroy, the 9 days.
Today is a very special day. They call this Shia, start the day the Torah way. Today we're not just starting the day the Torah way, we're starting the Chodesh the Torah way. But now this is the first Shia, which was saying a Chodesh Av, late last night was Rosh Chodesh. I believe by many this is the first Shia that we're learning a Chodesh Av. So we're starting the Chodesh the Torah way. Today in history has never been such a day. I'm not going to be marach about it, but you can look on the Luach. 1:30 last night was Tkufas Tammuz. The year is divided in 4 Tkufas. And Tkufas Tammuz fell last night, 1:30. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Tkufa of Shmuel. The Tkufa of Shmuel. But what's interesting and has never happened in history before, I'm not now going into astronomy, as Tkufas Tammuz should fall, Rish Chodesh Av. By me, Chodesh Tammuz is finished last night. So 1:30 last night is Chodesh Av. Tkufas Tammuz should fall in Chodesh Av is a historische Zach. It's never been. It'll happen again, Loirich Yom V'Shonim, in 76 years. We should all be here to celebrate the next occasion when Tkufas Tammuz will fall in Chodesh Av. But I say, if it's such an historische Zach that this day today has never happened before, we hope that this Chodesh will be a historische Chodesh. And Mr. Shem, Mashiach should come this month, and there'll be a soiv a keitz a chol sereseinu, and we'll make history. We'll be zoichol gesuntei to be mekabel panei Mashiach. Standing here in Chodesh Av, I cannot not give an akdoma, a mention, that in the whole Torah, Nevi'im uksuvim, there is never mentioned a yortzeit of anybody besides the Zeder Aaron HaKohen, who is yortzeit is mentioned in the Torah. They're not in Torah, not in Nevi'im, and not in Ksuvim. And interesting is that this yortzeit is mentioned in Parshas Masei. He was niftar in Parshas Chukas. So you would ask me, you want to bring down his yortzeit, bring it down when he was niftar in Parshas Chukas. Why is it mentioned in Parshas Masei? I want to give an explanation why Aaron HaKohen's yortzeit is the only yortzeit mentioned in the Torah. First of all, I want to say over here, a Masechta de Kala. Talking about the Zayda Aaron, we all know, Dusa steht, Vayifkoi Sai Am HaKohen. I want to just say, everyone sitting here is an Einikel of Aaron HaKohen. It's not possible, isn't it? Now some of us are Ben Achaben, and some of us are through Nekevus. But everyone's an Enikel of Aaron HaKohen. We all know the Chazal, which say, V'yifkoi soy, kol beis Yisrael. By Mises Moshe, it says, V'yifkoi soy beis Yisrael. So we all know that by Aaron HaKohen, everyone cried. Why? Because it's Matul Sholim ben Ish Le'ishnoi. Nowadays, there are marriage counselors. The Masechta the Kala brings down, how did Aaron HaKohen make Sholem Bayis? What did he do? Shteit Masechta the Kala like this. Shoma al bal v'ishtoi sh'asu meriva. He heard that there was a machloikus, a man and a husband and his wife, there was a machloikus. What did he do? Hoylech eitzel abal. He went to the husband. And he tells him, I hear that you've got a machloikus with your wife. I want to tell you like this. I want to give you some advice. Imato magarsho. If you'll give her a get, there's a sofik if you're going to find such a choshuva wife like you have, if not, sofik timsa kamoiso, sofik loy timsa. Void! Even if you'll find a second wife as good as your first, the first time you're going to have an argument with her, what will she tell you? Yeah, I know you're ready. Then you have arguments, you're going to get rid of me like you got rid of the first one. So you know what? Stay like it is. And that was how he gave Nisht Goinish advice. He gave very practical advice. A person should look at life not with a negative look, no, you should look with a positive look. Every situation a person is, you can look at it two ways. Look There are things that disturb you, but look, all the advantages and all the privileges you have with the wife that you have. That's what Aaron HaKohen did. It says in Masechta the Kala, after the mitzvah of Aaron HaKohen, do you know how many children, how many, the Masechta the Kala calls it Bechurim, went after his mitzvah, who had the name Aaron, state in Masechta the Kala, 80,000 boys called Aaron HaKohen. They were by the Levi of Aaron HaKohen. Why were they called Aaron? So Masechta the Kala says, all the husbands and wives who had Shalom Bayis and they wanted divorce and they lived together and they had a child, so they called this child Aaron, because if not for Aaron, this child would not be born. How many children were born because Aaron made Shalom Bayis ben Ish LeIshtoi? 80,000. Now, I just want to tell you, make a cheshbon. So, Masechta the Kala, Peirik Gimel, Halacha Beis. If you've got 80,000 men, so you've got 80,000 ladies. So, you've got 160,000 people who he's made Shalom Bayis. 40 years in Midbar, is 40 years, so every year he was busy with 4,000 Shalom Bayis. 4,000 Shalom Bayis a year is over 10 a day. Now, but then we're talking about, there are people who we made with them Shalom Bayis, but they didn't have boys afterwards. They could have girls, they could be of an older age, they didn't have children. So the statistic is that Aaron HaKohen, every day, for 40 years, he was Oisik in 10 or 15 Shalom Bayis every day. Is it a Chiddush? Vayivgo Oisai Kol Beis Yisrael. You know, I was wondering, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? They have money. The women didn't need to cook. They didn't need to do any washing and ironing. What were they arguing about? What were all the arguments? But they were arguing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The doy midbar doy adaya. How much machloikis there was, and we're talking about a machloikis that they would have divorced, and only because of Aaron they lived together and they had children. Does have a sech to the color. Aaron HaKohen. The Oy of Sholem, the Roid of Sholem. Today we have to be mamshech the ways of Aaron. I'll just add on why the Yotzeit of Aaron says in the Torah, this is a good word on Parshas Masei, but it's a shchoidish of. There is a Morgan Avrom, and Morgan Avrom says that the 42 Masos in Parshas Masei, you're not allowed to be mafsig in the middle. That means, even if this week you're not allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to stop by Sheni. You have to carry on the Aliyah till Shlishi. And a year, next year, if Masse is, if you line just Matas alone and Masse alone, then you're not allowed to, in the middle of Masse, stop by Sheni, you stop by Shlishi. So the Morgan Avrom says, and Mishmur brings it down, that you should say all the 42 Masors in one go. Why? It's a Shem of Membeis, it's a Hechrezachim. But the chiddush is that in the masoros, the 42 masoros, there is a samach in the middle. There is a samach. Just after Mises Aaron, there's a samach. And a samach means, l'espoinim e'pasha l'pasha. So you're not even learning it in one go. So what's the Morgan Avraham telling us? That you've got to say it in one go. You don't even say it, you're interrupting with a samach. Another interesting thing is, Pasha's Masa B'Lein Shabbos, it doesn't mention anything that happened in the Midbar. Nothing is mentioned. It's short, all the 42 Masors, the Vayisu, Vayachnu, even Kabbalah Satori is not written. And it comes to Mises Aaron, Tubsukim Mises Aaron, where he was lifted, how old he was, what date, what's going on here? Why is Aaron HaKohen's Petira so special that you give it Tubsukim in the middle of the Masors? And all the 40 years in Midbar, you don't mention anything else. Just Mises Aaron. I saw a gewaldig of shot. I saw it, the Aguda in London give out twice a year a kuntres, Kol HaTorah. It's a gewaldig zachtes Kol HaTorah. In Kol HaTorah, at the back, they have Torah on the Parsha. So on Parsha's Masei, there's somebody, Rav Shechter, I don't know who it is. He says a gewaldig of shat. He says like this, that he answers these questions. He doesn't talk about the Yod side, but this is already. It says at the beginning of Masseh, it says, Ele Masseh b'nei Yisrael, ויכתב מוישה את מסועיהם למעשיהם על פי השם. למעשיהם על פי השם means all the מסעיהם that were על פי השם. What does it mean על פי השם? על פי השם שתיתן ועלו ישרו, על פי השם יחנו ועל פי השם יסעו. על פי השם means with the Anan Ha'Kovet. The Anan Ha'Kovet moved, so you moved. It stopped, you stopped. What does it mean al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol, that a person, the Yidin had to know where we should travel, how long we should travel, when should we stop? The Anan Ha'Kovet helped us. So that means with the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down, all the Maseim al pi Hashem. Al pi Hashem was through the Anan Ha'Kovet. We all know the Anan Ha'Kovet came to Sfas Aharon. So when finished the Maseim al pi Hashem, for how many years did the Eden have Maseim al pi Hashem? So the Torah starts. Vayisum Ramses, Bachoidish Orishim Bachamish Osiyim Lachoidish. The first Choidish, Tesvav Nissen, they started, then came the Anan Ha'Kovet. At the beginning of Mashalach, the Torah mentions Anan Ha'Kovet. Then Anan Ha'Kovet came. For how long did they have the Anan Ha'Kovet al pi Hashem? Till Rish Choidish Av in the 40th year. This date has to be mentioned. This date has to be mentioned because this is the Maseim al pi Hashem. Vayishma Knani, the Anan Ha'Kovet went away. So the Torah here is not mentioning the Yahrzeit of Aaron because we should know the Yahrzeit of Aaron. The Torah is bringing down how many years did we have the Anan Ha'Kovet? But through the Anan Ha'Kovet we traveled al pi Hashem. This was from Chodesh Rish v'Chamish Osiyem l'Chodesh to Rish Chodesh Av in the 40th year. We all know the Gemara said the Anan Ha'Kovet came back to Schus Moshe. Shanaizach, it's a new thing. Anan Ha'Kovet Schus Moshe. Now there's a Samach. We've now finished the Anan Ha'Kovet Api Hashem, which came to Schus Aaron. Is a Samach Vayishma Aknani. So Rashi, what wanted to hear? The Anan Ha'Kovet had gone away. Oh, now he can make a Melchama with the Eden. And then came the other eight Masoras, which the Anan Ha'Kovet came to Schus Moshe. It's a new thing. That's why it's divided. And that's why the Yotzei the Moshe of Aaron HaKohen is mentioned in the Torah. This is my Hakdoma. Well, I mentioned before that how Aaron HaKohen makes Sholem Bayis. I wanted to say over here, there is a gewaldige kasha that I think disturbs every one of us here today. We're now going through the period of the 3 weeks. Today we've started the 9 days. Now, if we think, we go badroga, we go in steps, 3 weeks. But 3 weeks, you're allowed to change clothes, you're allowed to have showers. 3 weeks, you can eat flesh, you can drink wine. The next period in the 3 weeks is the 9 days, started today. Rosh Chodesh Av is the second period. When's the third period? Third period is Shur Shecholboy. Shur Shecholboy has got dinim, even in the Gemara is mentioned, Shur Shecholboy. The next period is Zayinov. Zayinov, Nichnasu Yevonim Lehechol, is Demos and Negoyim Arayin and Hechol, but not Achoyim. Somebody who is not so gesund, or Muberes, which can't go through 9 days and not eat flesh, Amol, it was more Shechich this, so they're allowed to eat. But from Zayin, you shouldn't eat any more flesh. From Zayin is more Chomo. Then, when we come after Zayin, we come Erev Tishavov. You know, Erev Tishavov is in Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to go for a walk Erev Tishavov. Lo Yitayel Erev Tishavov. And the Prima Godim has got a sad to say, that means the whole day Erev Tishavov. It doesn't say from Chasois. Then, Monday from Chasois is already, you're not allowed to learn. And Monday from Chasois, there are already more strict halachas. Then, comes Sudam Afsekas. Sudam Afsekas, we eat on the floor, and you eat the bread, you eat an egg like a velim, and you eat the bread with ash. Then, comes Tishavov night. Tishav of night, you take away the proiches, we sit on the floor. Mamish azivi avelim. This is then Tishav of morning, no tefillin, no tefillin. And then it's nishmash pein. Tishav of after chasois, Tuesday after chasois, you put back the proiches, you turn the lights on a bismedrish, you put on tefillin. And you know, you say Nachem, and there is a bit of a gefil, you sit already on a chair, there is a bit of a gefil, that Tishra afternoon, we're over the worst, you know. Really, it's Nishtvashtein. When was the Beis HaMikdash Chorev? When did the Goyim burn down the Beis HaMikdash? Tishra after Chasois. Leis Erev Yisisu. By when it came towards evening, they went and they burned down the Beis HaMikdash. When should be the spitz of the 3 weeks? When should be the spitz of the 9 days? The Shur Shecholboy should be, we should do faket. Believe the proiches, put filling on Tishmov in the morning, say Nachem in the morning, and when it comes Tishmov in the afternoon, turn off the lights, sit on the floor, say Kinnis, and then take away the proiches. Do it when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. The Shvitz Avelisus is Doba Klal Yisrael, it's Tishmov night. Beleil Zeh Yifkoyun, this night we're crying. Which night should we sit and cry? Monday night or Tuesday night? When was the Beis HaMikdash burning? Beis HaMikdash was burned Tuesday night. Beleil Zeh Yifkoyun, and the bigger, and Kinnis, some say you're not even allowed to say Kinnis Tuesday afternoon after Chsois. It's a Shas Nechoma. That's when Kriyochle Beis HaMikdash was burned down. That's when Meisle Mutkum Lefonov. That's a right Tishmov afternoon. What pshat in our halachas and our anhoga that we do? So I once saw from Shimshon Pinkas Zeicha Tzadik Livracha. He said a fabulous moshel to give us to understand the tshuva on this shaila. And this is not just a shaila with a tshuva. You know, you'll say you go away today from start the day the Torah away. We heard a nice kasha, a nice teretz. No, I'm not saying over a nice teretz. I'm saying something over what's supposed to be a sot to na'id. Bo Chabakuk ve'midam alachas, tzadik ve'emunoso yichye. The yesod of a yid is tzadik ve'emunoso yichye. How can a person go through this world and live and be a happy person, and to feed a person, and he shouldn't get depressed, is only with emunah. Tzadik ve'emunoso yichye. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas brings down a moshel. Maybe it's a moshel, maybe it's a story that happened, I don't know. So he says like this. There was once a very, very rich person, a king, and he wanted somebody should make for him a painting. He liked paintings. And he wanted somebody to make for him a painting. So he looked, put an advertisement in the papers. I've got, they'll get paid as much as you want. I'll give all the comforts you need to be able to make the painting. But I'm prepared to give away millions. Somebody should make me a painting. It should look a live painting. So somebody came over, said, yes, I'm prepared to make a live painting. To make a painting, it will look a live painting. But he says, the artist said, I need menucha. Yeah, nowadays we understand this, you know, today, this is, with our phones today, it's very convenient, our mobile phones. But whatever person is, it's not our mobile phone. You know, I'm all, you went to Beis Oilem, you know, I'm a gang balavai, I'm all, you know, so I'm all, I'm ash contracting, lefnei me, you can have, nowadays, out the telephones. You know, sometimes you go to Levi's, you hear the telephone ringing, there's a VR, you hear people talking there. There was once from under the ground, I'm like, I called his telephone. So he says, I need menucha, I don't want to be disturbed. Where's the place where I can have the biggest menucha is on top of a mountain? You should give me a house on top of a mountain, and I'll go there for 2 months, you should give me all the foods I need, everything I need, and I'll go for 2 months on top of a mountain, and there I'll make you a painting. You'll come after 2 months, you'll see, you'll be happy. It'll be worth the money you're going to pay me. Okay, ask him. So he took him to a mountain, found a mountain, a melech fell to Mishka Mountains, and he built a house there, two houses, one he should live in, and one he should make his painting. He didn't need a house for his painting, he'll make it outside. The frischer Luft, he'll make that painting. And sat there for Einvoch, another week, and he made a beautiful, beautiful painting. Came at the end of the 2 months, and the artist wanted to see, if this painting looks a live painting. How does it look? So how do you look at a painting? If you look at a painting from very close, you can't always see. Now you look a bit further away, then you can see if it's a live painting. What Roishim is going to make for the king. He was standing on top of the mountain, and he was concentrating here on his painting, and he started moving back to go a bit further. He put the painting on a rock, and he started moving back, looking at the painting. In Pung Den, when he was looking at this painting, there was a Yiddler was coming up the mountain, he was having a good walk, some holidays, he was having a good walk, and he's coming to the top of the mountain, and he sees here this artist, and he sees him standing there by his painting, and going a bit further back, and he sees that a few steps behind him, there's a tohoim. There's a tohoim. And if he's not going to be careful, he's going to fall down in the tohoim. And he sees he has four steps. There's four steps for him still to go back. He's okay. And he shouts to him, Yankele! He doesn't hear. He's concentrating so, so much on his painting. He doesn't hear. Yeah, we all know what this means. I'm also vertrachten, I swear, Gemara, you know, you don't hear what's going on. Especially when your wife calls you. And he's got now three steps. Yankele! He doesn't hear. Two steps! He's going to fall a time! And he shouts, Yankele! He doesn't hear. He's got one step left! And if he's not going to hear now, then his life, he's finished. So what's this Yidle do? He was called Yitzchak. What did he do? He took a stone and he threw it on the painting. Finished. And this Yankele saw this painting is broken. What happened here? And he looked and he saw Yitzchak through the stone. He said, he wanted to shout at him. So Yitzchak told him, look behind you. He saw he had half a step. And he would have been down. He would have been in time. He say, I want to ask you, Yitzchak did a good thing or he didn't do a good thing? What Yitzchak did by throwing the stone, months and months of work and energy and hours and thought was put into this painting. Did he do something that you would call Midas Adin or Midas Arachmin? Well, now that we understand what he did, of course we know what he did. He was the biggest Rachman. The biggest Rachman is he could have on Yankele. Yankele, you wanted money. You put a life investment months and months of work into a painting. But your life is worthless. Nothing would be left from you. He saved his life. This is Midas Rachman. Rabbi Isai, Mizmoy Lahosov, Elekim Bo Goyim Nachlosecho. Mizmoy Lahosov. Yes. Miss my loss of. Kimmel loss of me boy lay. Shofach hamosoi. The Rebbein Yisraeli, when he burned down the Beis HaMikdash, for us, it looks like the most depressing thing. Siyan HaMasiyanes. Mesois Kol HaOretz. But the burning down the Beis HaMikdash was the only message the Rebbein Yisraeli could tell Klal Yisrael. To tshuva. Change your ways. Be mesach and sinnes chinom. There should be a mribah of Av, of Achva, of Sholem, of Reyes. We should concentrate more on what Aaron HaKohen wanted from us. There was no other way. The Nevi'im came, they shouted to Klal Yisrael, do tshuva, Yankele! They didn't hear. By Yishman Yishurim, they didn't hear. The only message and way Klal Yisrael could be saved, we shouldn't fall at time, was by burning down the Beis HaMikdash. This is an achoma for Klal Yisrael. We're telling Klal Yisrael now 9 days in our Tisha B'Av. The spitz of the Tisha B'Av is not when the Beis HaMikdash was burned down. The actual burning down, this was a nechama for Klal Yisrael. This was a rachmin from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He was trying to help us. This is in everything that goes on in our day-to-day lives. Leidev Avin Seinu Arabim, we hear many, many tragedies. Leide. Shverasaurus, what we hear about Klal Yisrael today. But we've got to know, in every person's day-to-day life, sometimes you can go through difficulties, sometimes you can go through masovim we don't understand. We've got to know what we said today in the Yoyim. Leider, I'm now in London here. Last night, I had to go to Menachem Oval. Takan and Sverpini Yid. Oh, this is a tragedy of Golders Green. You go to parents, to a husband, lost such a young wife, a younger mama. So I told them, a vort from the Ramban. The Ramban says in Sefer Gemul, we said today in the Yoyim, the Monday's Yoyim, Deminu elekim, chazdecho bekerev echolecho. Zog der Ramban. Ich sage also, es ist nicht kein chassidischer Teure, chassidischer Teure ist nicht sehr choshuv, sehr schön, but gerade this is a verse from a rishon from the Ramban. The Ramban brings down, he had a Talmud, a very, very choshuv Talmud. If the Ramban had a Talmud with a choshuv Talmud, that means we today would learn a gvein from this Talmud. He would have grown up to become a rishon, he would have written a pirish on Shas, and we would have been learning from his Torah. He was 19 years old, and the Ramban realized he's not well, and his days are numbered. And the Ramban went to him to visit, and the Ramban told him, I can see your days are numbered. I want to tell you, you'll come, Oyvan, Balmadik Shoit, I'm going to tell you where you should go, and the Ramban told him which Oylem he should go to, and you should go and ask him my name, the Ramban. Why were they going there such a shvere gazadin on Klal Yisrael that your life was taken away from you? I want to understand. That's what the Ramban told him. And this Talmud was lifted. It seems that he didn't come straight away to the Ramban in Cholon, but after a time, the Ramban had a bit of a kpeda, he didn't come straight away, but after a time, he came to the Ramban in Cholon. And the Ramban asked him, no. So he told the Ramban, the address you sent me to is Gewaldig. It's Gewaldig. Yeah, yeah. But I want to know, no, so what's the answer? So he told the Ramban, when I came to where you sent me, to the Oilam that you sent me to ask this question, it was a bizoyan to ask in the name of the Ramban such a kasha. It was so poshut. Why the Rabbi Nishrim did this to me, if I would have asked in the name of the Ramban such a kasha, it would have been a bizoyan. That's what he told the Ramban. So the Ramban says, Deminu Elekim. We look at things, it looks like Elekim, it looks like Midas Adin. Oh, this is Chaz Techo Bekerev Echelecho. Nishno in Bekerev Echelecho, in Yohei Chloibin, in Almed Gshoit, in Himmel, by the Rabbi Nishloilam. It's not Elekim. It says Chaz Techo, it says Chesed. That's what the Ramban explains is possibly said today. This is Emunah. We're going through a period, Chodesh Av, Av. Some Sofi used to say Chodesh Av, Lo Yomim Tovim Li Yisroel Kachamish Asim Av. It's a Chodesh, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av. How much Klal Yisroel, how Migamacht on these days. Oh, we've always got to know and remember that Rabbi Nishon is the Karachim Av Albonim. And I want to finish with Avav and the Baditshua. The Baditshua, I must tell you, the Chofetz Chaim, in his yeshiva in Radin, they were learning two bochrim, einik lecha the baditshuva. And they were going to go away for the winter's man, they were going to learn in another yeshiva. Of the Chofetz Chaim zei gebeten, please stay for Rosh Hashanah by me in yeshiva. Etzetzich davon and andish, if I'll have with me einik lecha of the devas of melitzyoshe gevein, and he was always looking the positive of Klal Yisrael, the heilige baditshuva. So I'll finish with the vote of the Baditshua. The Baditshua says what we say every day in davening. Hareinu Hashem es chazdecho. Hareinu Hashem chazdecho. Reboi Nishrem show us yichasodim. We believe in chazdecho bekerev echelecho. We believe kerachem ova bonim. Reboi Nishloilam, what you do with us is chesed. But we're asking you, Reboi Nishloilam, Hareinu Hashem chazdecho. Show us yichasodim. We in this world should understand your chasodim. Fierzich mit uns, with our Midas HaRachmim, which is not just Midas HaRachmim in Himmel. On this world should be Midas HaRachmim. We should understand this is Midas HaRachmim. The Rabbi Nishim should help us, as this Chayt is on the Shabbach Ver and the Sosum and Simcha, and we should go in the ways of Aaron HaKoyen, the Oyev Sholem, the Roidev Sholem, and this will help that the Rabbi Nishim will bring Hashem Yevorech Es Amri Vasholem, and will be Zeiche to be as Mashiach Sitkeinu, and Heiru, and Yomeinu, Amen. Amen.